fluid back to inside.
With the ball. But when you come away from home and you keep a clean sheet, like you say, you've got to be safe.
And you nearly pitched it at the end, hitting on the side of the bar, and another good chance as well for Solomon Osabo.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks on the trot that Sean Longstaff's done exactly the same from exactly the same position. He's disappointed in there, but you know, we were a little bit dangerous on the counter towards the end of the game, but you know, from our point of view, we didn't show what we're about today.
How indebted were you to your goalkeeper today?
Yeah, I think ever since he's been with us, you know, he's looked very assured. He's not had a great deal to do in some of the games, but today, you know, he's made two or three very good saves, and that's the role of the goalkeeper.
And the way he commanded his area, I think there's just that little blip at the end where he dropped the ball, but apart from that, he coming for crosses, he looks confident.
No, listen, ever since, you know, we tried to get him in June, July, to be with us for the whole season. I rate him very highly, and you know, I think he can go a long, long way in the game, and he's proved that today.
Yeah, a lot of thrust from midfield, but Jay Spearing played well, and of course Solomon Osabo's got great pace. How pleased were you with his performance?
Well, a little bit disappointed he didn't score, and add to it, you know, the second half, it's a fantastic ball in from Ollie Turton, and he's got in on the back of it, and you know, he's got to be converting those into goals to really push himself on in his career now, you know. He's not scored enough, but at least today, you know, he's getting in there, so he's making progress, but he's got to be converting them for us.
He certainly offers you something different, doesn't he?
Oh, listen, when he's got the ball, he's a fantastic threat for us, and gets you up the pitch. You know, he can be frustrating at times in terms of end products, but you know, the progression that he's made from when he first came in to where he is now has been fantastic for us, and for Birmingham City and himself, obviously.
Yeah. And how do you see the situation now? Have you had a look at the league table? You've moved up a point as well?
No, not had time. What did you say we've done?
Well, you're 7 points clear now of trouble with, yeah, what, eight to play? How do you see that?
Exactly how you just said it. I know I wear glasses and there's a problem with my sight at times, but I don't see how I can see that as somewhat different.
I mean, do you feel in any danger at all with that?
Oh, listen, until you're mathematically safe, until you know there's 4 hours next to teams and hopefully it's not ours, then you have to keep pushing.
Yeah, and Doncaster at home next. How do you see that one?
That'll be a tough game again because you know, they're a good team and they're a little bit like ourselves in the fact that they've drawn a number of games. But we know what type of game it'll be. It'll be, you know, again, two footballing teams trying to play the right way. Hopefully, and we've got to be better with the ball than what we were today.
Just finally for me, you brought in Sean Longstaff, so you put him on the bench.
Yeah.
You brought Delfonso back. What was the thinking there?
We just felt that you know, Sean had had. He'd had a little breather and then he came out of it and was better for the break, and we just felt that, you know, at that time, this time it was right. And also, you know, the pace of Delf, we hoped would trouble MK today, and that was the plan. But you just see the response from Sean, you know, he was terrific when he came on and nearly won us the game.
Could turn out to be a really important point as well. You know, Aniki's scored 9 goals this season, and again, your back line, Robertson and Tilt, have put in a real shift for you today, Gary.
Yeah, they were immense. You know, he's a handful. You know, a big lad, and he gets hold of the ball. Once you get your centre-forwards getting hold of the ball, it makes a massive difference. And I thought the two of them stood up to it ever so well. Just incredible that Tilt got booked for what didn't look like a foul. So, but you know, I thought they both played ever so well.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Gary.